This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
One of our favorite segments of the week when we get to talk to Padres skipper Mike Schilt. And is he on the line, Paulie, right now?
Ready to go.
All right, Skip, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing good, man. Are you? How you feeling right now?
Feel great. How about yourself?
I feel fantastic. I was as agitated as you were yesterday, I think. How long does it take you to flush that agitation?
The agitation comes in all different forms. You know, the agitation yesterday, you know, for a variety of reasons, but and some good, like I think I alluded to. But how long does it take? Gosh, man, you got to get ready for the series today. You know, I got to tell you, I'm ready to go.
Good. I mean, it's good to hear. The Manager's Report with Mike Schilt brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. I dare ask you the Wandy Peralta question that you asked yesterday. I liked that you defended Wandy Peralta. I really do. How hard is that as a skipper to look out there and go, all right, he may not have it today, but you trust a veteran guy. That's kind of what you were saying in your post game yesterday. How hard is it to know when to go out? Obviously, hindsight being 20/20, you know, you probably would have done something different, but you feel comfortable and confident that no. Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing that just, no one has a perspective, but I have a responsibility to answer the questions.
Sure.
But man, I wish I lived in a world where every game was in its own silo and everybody was fresh and everybody was ready to pitch. I really wish I lived in that world.
Us too.
I don't. Yeah, of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Be great. You know, it's interesting about, I'll give you a longer answer because I was pretty sure you would ask, but let's just take it in a silo with Randy. So if you back up and you realize, okay, we've gotten a game that we didn't get through the fourth with our starter and a game that we're currently playing in that we didn't get through the third. And oh, by the way, as a, you know, big picture deal, which I get, in our bullpen has been top two in the league the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And doing really, really well. And then you get back to Wandy. So now you get to a spot that's tremendous for us. You get to a guy that has been fantastic. And, you know, the obvious part, first of all, you got a three batter minimum, right?
Yep.
So he faced three batters. And yeah, he gave up a homer. He gave up a little base hit to right field. All right. And then the walk to Tovar. Okay. That's probably, you know, don't want to give up any free passes. At that point, you're sitting there going, I got a high ground ball guy. And then I got a lefty on deck who you can argue in McMahon is their best hitter.
Yep.
And probably on pretty good footing. And you say, all right. We're now going one over the minimum to Doyle, who hits a ground ball and it goes in a hole. I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Right.
And then you leave him in to face the lefty and he strikes him out. All right. We go to the bullpen, bring in a righty and hits a double. So I don't, you know, how much more do you think he didn't go eight hitters. He went five. And he got the ground ball in the fourth. And really, quite honestly, you know, we had used a lot of our options. So
It makes sense. I mean,
I don't know what it makes sense. I don't know what you mean to say.
No, it made sense. Yes. You know, it made sense when you explained it yesterday. I, one of those things where I wanted to ask you, though, quickly. We were joined also by, I just wanted to introduce you, Mike, to Kyle Glazer.
Yep. Oh, I've known Mike for a long time. How's it going, Mike?
Kyle's in studio with us this morning.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing, bud?
Good to see you. I kind of want to follow up on that. You know, one of the things that coming into the season was one of the things to kind of figure out as the year went on was that bullpen pecking order. You know, okay, who's going to be our setup man? Who's going to be our seventh inning guy? Now that we're, 28 games into the season, how would you say that's shaping up in terms of someone kind of reaching up and grabbing the job as this is our clear, eighth inning guy versus it's still a little bit fluid?
I think we've demonstrated, again, the bullpens are, they can't pitch every day. So we say, hey, there's a seventh inning guy. There's an eighth inning guy. There's a ninth inning guy. Yeah, we like guys in certain positions relative to their availability. And like I said earlier, I think we've established that. And the part that's really interesting to me, and look, it happened yesterday. I'll wear it. If it needs to be worn, I'll wear it, but what's interesting, though, is the 3 weeks prior where the bullpen's got a, like a 1.5 ERA.
Well, you don't get any credit for that. I'm sorry. That's just how that works. No, that's how it works.
Evidently. That's fine. And look, the players always get the credit. Yep. I will not take that responsibility. My job is to do what I can do in the best-case scenario to navigate the game to continue to put ourselves in the best position. I can just tell you I feel really good about that. Does it work out all the time? No. I wished it did. I think we'd live in, it'd be great. My point being within those roles, they've changed over those last 3 weeks relative to situation. And I think our entire bullpen has done a tremendous job of being able to pitch really well in those situations they've been called upon. Yeah. To the point of the top two in the league. Now, what happens when they don't get it right? It doesn't work out. Well, that's the hard part of it, and that's the frustrating part of it. But man, those relievers—they've done a great job for us. I mean, Waddy's been fantastic.
He has.
Yeah, coming
all,
in I,
all year.
Yeah, I think I saw coming into yesterday's game, Wandy Peralta had a sub-1 ERA, and De Los Santos had a sub-1 ERA. Yuki Matsui was about 1.6. So these guys have been great. And look. Bad days happen. They're going to happen. Like, it's been a great bullpen. It's in Colorado. It's the back of a 4-game series. And, Mike, you know about this. I mean, it can be hard, up there, after 4 days up there with the altitude. Again, these games are going to happen. And overall, you're right. These guys have been nails the entire year.
Yeah, I mean, it's and I'm making no excuses. I'm pointing out just what I feel like are facts and my observation. It's all I can really do. Clearly wish it were different, but it wasn't like we were sitting there going, this is it's okay. We know we got a responsibility. The agitation for me was as much that, as many good things that happened that, the style of play and that you mentioned Colorado, look, the guys are professional athletes. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they got after it. But the reality is it's not an easy place to play. And, we were, having a couple of different moving pieces, and our guys just completely stepped up, played the game the right way, moved runners, stole bags, got bunts down. Guys came in to pick up other guys out of the bullpen, did their jobs. Like it was a really about a 95% really well played game that just didn't work out on both ends of the pitching, the starting and the end of it.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Shildt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. Always appreciate your time and your candor and your explanation. I always do appreciate it. I love listening to reasoning behind it. And sometimes we have an idea, and it's nice to either hear it fortified by the manager or completely, shot down. I did. The only question I had, you had to be tempted to go to Robert Suarez at some point, maybe. I mean, he's been very effective, and I think with Robert, he's been able to do it in a limited number of pitching. Was it the fact that he's gone 3 out of the last 4 days? We want to give him the day today at least. And you know, he seems to be a guy that always wants the ball. And that's something as a manager you also have to control as well.
Yeah, it would have been 4 or 5, 3 out of 4 in Colorado.
Yep.
Day game after a night game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Asked and answered by the skipper, Mike Shildt. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of the guys that, two guys you didn't play with yesterday, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado. Is Manny expected back tonight? What is kind of the status on him?
Yeah, you'll see Manny in the lineup tonight.
Oh, good.
I'll be happy about that.
Good. Good deal. It's always nice to see him swinging the bat. And then, of course, Jackson Merrill had a little groin pull. Is he doing okay? Will we see him in the lineup tonight?
You know, we're going to still evaluate Jackson. Good news is, feel like it's not a long-term situation for sure. But want to keep it that way. And any soft tissue muscle can be tricky. Groins can be really tricky. And you know, you push it and then you're pulling your hair out because you've created something that you could have, gotten ahead of or behind. Instead of, you know, maybe getting him out there and aggravating it for a 6-week absence. So, we're out there on the side of caution but he'll get evaluated today, but doesn't look to be terribly, terribly, significant, but it is something and we'll continue to take care of him.
Mike, to follow up on Jackson, it's been remarkably impressive for a kid who had literally never played center field in his entire professional career, minor leagues included, to come up, learn the position more or less on the fly in spring training, and handle it pretty well as a 21-year-old. Can you put into perspective how difficult it is what he's accomplished? Because I think sometimes fans on the outside assume, oh, guys can move positions. But the reality is, in order to play any position at a major league caliber, even an average major league caliber, you know this as well as anyone, takes thousands upon thousands upon thousands of reps over the course of your life. For him to expedite this process like he has, I mean, can you put into perspective how much of an outlier this is or how impressive it is?
It really is exceptionally impressive, and your point's valid, and you know, a couple thoughts. One, just in general, relative to positions at the big leagues, learning them new, you know, it's understandably, you always want the offense, you want the bat in there, and, you know, you have a club that, you know, most clubs have a spot or two that, you know, you want to get more offense and you're willing to sacrifice defense, and that's okay, but sometimes the sacrifice of defense is just, hey, put this guy here. And, my experience has been, you know, Whitey Herzog just passed away, and I had a lot of conversations with Whitey, and and other people that won a lot of games in the World Series. And, you know, that moniker about pitching and defense is wins championships is pretty darn accurate. Yeah, you got to hit enough for sure. Don't get me wrong there. We got to score, but we get that. But they just go hand in hand with each other. And my point being is, to your point, actually, in your question, is you just fire a guy into a certain spot. Oh, yeah, he can do this, he can do that. And it just, it typically, you know, doesn't work out great. You end up maybe giving, you know, giving up two and driving in one, or, you know, sometimes it's a wash and it doesn't, and extend your pitching. So now coming back to Jackson, wow. You know, this is, he's a baseball player, and clearly they're all baseball players, but, you know, there's an old timey scout by the name of Roy Tanner.
Yep.
And back 100 years ago, and I'd scout with him, and we'd go look, and we'd see a guy. He's like, he's just a get it done guy, meaning you can put him about anywhere on the field, and he's just going to get it done. He's going to find a way to make it happen, and he's going to adapt. And clearly, there's some athleticism involved with that. There's also some mental toughness involved with that to stay focused and to know that, hey, you know, I am playing another position, but I'm not going to make it harder than it is. I'm going to go learn it, and then I'm just going to go trust my athletic ability. And then there's that, you know, the athletic ability. So there's aptitude, mental toughness, and athletic ability. And Jackson's got all three of those things. And there's not many of those young men that can do that, you know, especially coming out of a high school situation and only a couple of years into professional baseball. The only other guy that comes to mind that recently that I had was a local San Diegoan, and Tommy Edman. You know, Tommy came up as a shortstop, and in the big leagues, put him in third, where he never played in professional baseball, and then put him in right field. And, you know, you put him out there, you're not sure what's going to happen, but makes plays. Just a ball player. So Jackson's a really, really special talent in that regard.
No question about it. No question about it. Talking to skipper Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods. Just last one for me. So a couple weeks ago, we asked you, Manny was scuffling with the bat. We had you on. You said, don't worry about Manny. Last week, we had you on. We asked about Xander. You said, don't worry about Xander, and his OBP has done nothing but climb since then. His hit total, everything else, hit a bomb against Toronto, hit the ball really well. Who should we talk about today? Who needs to, this time next week,
who's scuffling that needs to heat up
that we should ask you about? I mean, honestly, like, so far, some of those guys are rounding into form, as you mentioned and kind of told us that they would, Skip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started the program with one, so, I mean, kept your streak alive. Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it, you know. All I can do is give you the answers to it, man. It's like, you know, Manny, like, it's an easy one for me.
100%.
Right? Like, it's Manny
Machado. Me too.
You know, Xavier, it's an easy one for me. What is really hard, and understandably, I love the fact that people care so much.
That's true.
You know, Whitey also said that, hey, man, you know, you're going to get your criticisms because everybody's either played or gone to a ball game or grown up. And the great thing about our game is that you played it. You played softball. You know, you've gone with your grandfather, your dad, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your girlfriend, whatever. People go to the game, and people know enough about it, and they love to get into it, and they love the strategy of it. And, you know, that's actually a good thing. I don't mind that. I think it's healthy. The one thing that you do realize, and I think it's probably taking place a little bit more so in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years with the hypersensitivity of all the coverage to it, and which is, again, fantastic for our sport. And I love it. I think it's great. People are paying attention. But gosh, man, you know, it's a long season. This is a really, really hard game. And if people want to hear it, I don't know. It is. That's all I can tell you. It's, you know, and so Manny's got to prove he's human sometimes because, as Tony would say, the other side's trying too. And Xavier, yeah, it was a tough little bit of time. You know, Wandy really got one ball to the kid Goodman that got him, you know, hit the ball out of the ballpark. Other than that, he gave a base hit to right. He walked a guy, okay, get it, and he gave up a ground ball single, and then he punched a dude out, and it's like the world fell. It's the circumstances in a row didn't work out. You get my point.
We do.
It's a challenge. And I'm just personally, I know what a long season looks like. I don't will never claim to have all the answers. I know from my experiences that if you believe in people and you trust your people, not completely blindly, I get that part, but you trust them, you believe in them, and I think everybody would like that in their jobs, right?
100%.
You know, you don't have a good day at work, would you want to get just, you know, told to go home or replaced or, you know, moved out of your position? Now, granted, we're in a highly productive arena. We get it. And but I do believe I'm going to err on the side of believing in guys, especially with track records.
Yeah, and we've seen that so far. Skip, thanks so much for your time. Good luck against Philly. You know, another tall order. Really, really good ball club coming in. So everyone's excited to see how you guys respond, and I know the guys will be ready to play, so we really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's one thing I think everybody can appreciate, the effort level and the dedication to compete every day.
100%. Thanks so much, Skip. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right. That was Mike Schill. Love that dude, man. He kills me. And the manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.